nothing in the way of practical solutions, really. Representative Kramer in Wisconsin had the beginnings of a practical solution with permitting at least private school teachers to choose whether or not they want to carry to protect themselves. The left lights its hair on fire on legislation proposals like this. Of course, they're making Jesse Kramer out to be some kind of monster. But it's actually a practical idea. It's something that actually could, likely would, stop a potential mass shooter in his tracks. John Lott, you have actually posted at crimeresearch.org, which is your website, actual events where people with concealed carry licenses have stopped mass shootings. So the idea that what Representative Kramer has proposed or what we have had proposed in the past, our school grounds carry bill, wouldn't actually pay dividends in the event that somebody is confronted with a mass shooter is quite likely wrong, because you have evidence on your site that suggests it happens more routinely than we think.
Right. I mean, dozens of times in recent years, I've tried to include just those cases where police, prosecutors, sheriffs, or at least the newspaper itself, though it's usually the other cases, have said that multiple lives would have been lost if it wasn't for the presence of the concealed carry permit holder. And the interesting thing is that these are often dramatic cases that will get one or two local news stories. Basically, I think out of all the ones that I've posted up there, only one got anything more than just very local coverage. And, you know, one can only imagine how many other cases there are that we're missing. But I have to tell you, I've even had cases where I've gone to national media outlets with video. I found video of a couple of the cases, and they weren't interested in doing a story on it because I was told it would be perceived of as too political.
Too political?
You can only imagine. Yeah.
Too political to actually show where concealed carry, because we've said this before about concealed carry, a couple of things we've said about concealed carry. Number one, the shootouts in the streets aren't happening after states pass concealed carry laws. We've said that. Second thing we've said, concealed carry license holders are typically more law-abiding than the average guy. And the third thing we've said is that a saturation of concealed carry license holders carrying is actually an extra layer of added security. And you have proof of all these things, but the press thinks that's too political.
Right. Well, there are a lot of things that the press does that I think has a real impact on the debate here.
Trotting out traumatized teenage kids at a town hall to say, do something now, ban guns now, like that's some kind of practical solution.
Right. Well, I mean, I want to do something now. I'm very frustrated. I've been talking about this for over 20 years, and you know, I see the types of proposals that get trotted out again and again, you know, these background checks on private transfers of guns. I wish one of the reporters would go and ask one of these guys and say, okay, this is your number one proposal. Could you point out one case this century that would have been stopped in terms of these mass public shootings if this law had been in effect? Because they can't do that. I mean, it's not just the last one, but any of them. And so, you know, and you have, you look at their other proposals from the terror watch list. You know, in that case, obviously none of the attacks have involved anybody on the terror watch list. And, you know, it's hard to put aside the fact that most people on the list have nothing to do with terrorism anymore. But, you know, just people that the government wants to talk to for some other unrelated cases. You know, the Democrats don't even honestly describe what the debate was about, because the Republicans were willing to pass something. In fact, they had their own bill, but there were a couple important differences. The real difference was that the Republicans said, fine, you can have it so that some bureaucrat can put people's name on the list, but we want to have judicial review. and the level of judicial review that the Republicans wanted to have was that you just had to meet the standard of probable cause, which is like you're 20% sure. It's not like preponderance of the evidence, 51% likely that something happens, or beyond a reasonable doubt that you use in criminal cases where you're virtually certain, but just preponderance of the evidence that the government is right in banning this person from getting a gun. And that would be enough under the Republican rules. But the Democrats didn't want to have judicial review.
And it would, but it wouldn't have mattered. But it wouldn't have mattered in Las Vegas. It wouldn't have mattered in Florida. It wouldn't have mattered in Sutherland Springs or anywhere else we're talking about here. And it wouldn't have even mattered in San Bernardino. He got his guns illegally.
Well, it wouldn't have mattered in any of the cases. And the person in San Bernardino wasn't on the terror watch list either. But the but there is something we can do. And that is the attack last Wednesday, just like the attacks in all the attacks in Florida, all the mass public shootings that have occurred in Florida, and 98% of the attacks, over 98% of the attacks nationwide, have taken place in areas where guns were banned, where general citizens were banned from having guns to protect themselves. You know, in Florida, it must be like 97, 98% of the state you're able to take your concealed handgun around, and yet all the mass public shooting occur in those tiny areas in the state, you know, as well as in other states where people aren't allowed to protect themselves.
You know, and law-abiding citizens with concealed carry licenses who are told they're going to lose their license and potentially go to jail like you do here if you violate that, are going to obey the law, because it's what they do. They obey the law.
Well, they obey the law even if it wasn't going to be that draconian of a penalty.
They obey the law.
I mean, you mentioned earlier, it's dramatic differences. General citizens are about 30 times more likely than police to be convicted of misdemeanors or felonies, and permit holders or police are about 7 times more likely to be convicted of misdemeanors and felonies than permit holders. So permit holders, the difference between general citizens and permit holders is about 210 times.
More law-abiding. I mean, as a group, it's probably the most law-abiding group in America. Because, you know, it matters because, you know, obeying the law matters. This is, I don't know how to make that even more abundantly clear. But the left loses its marbles every time you talk about something common sense like, listen, this gun-free school zone law federally and the one that we have here in Wisconsin, which is one more layer of inanity, that doesn't stop anybody who wants to commit crimes from bringing guns into gun-free school zones. It just prevents law-abiding people from protecting themselves. And it's security. It's not even good security theater. It's a lame B movie of security theater. And yet it persists so many years later.
You know, I'd argue it's even worse than that, because not only doesn't it stop them, it actually encourages the attacks. Anybody who reads these people's diaries or read other statements that they've left behind knows that they consciously take into account how easy or difficult it is to go and attack different targets. You know, they go after places, and they explicitly say this because they'll say nobody can fight back against me. It'll be easier for the person to kill many people before somebody finally arrives on the scene with a gun in order to try to stop them. These guys may be crazy in some sense, but they're not stupid. And their goal is to try to kill as many people as possible. So these are actually magnets that attract these guys there. And, you know, there's so many of these attacks. You know, not only do you have the words of these killers in many cases, and I have a chapter on this in my book, The War on Guns, but you look at cases like the Aurora Batman movie theater shooter. There were 7 movie theaters. Only one that were within a 20-minute drive of his apartment that were showing the premiere of the Batman movie. Only one of the movie theaters posted signs banning permitted concealed handguns. He didn't go to the movie theaters that were closest to his apartment. He didn't go to the movie theaters that were the largest. He went to the one that posted. You look at the Omaha, Nebraska mall shooting or the Kansas City mall shooting or the Salt Lake City mall shooting or the Portland, Oregon mall shooting. You may have 7 or 8 enclosed malls in those different places. And 1 or 2 of the malls may post signs in the that ban permanent concealed handguns. And that's the one they go to
yeah.
each time.
And by the way, in the Utah mall shooting, I think it was an off-duty police officer who actually stopped
right.
that shooting from being worse than it actually could have been. Right. But again,
he violated the rule.
He did.
About not having a permanent concealed handgun there. And he had to spend like $25,000 dealing with the legal fallout from that.
You know, it's pretty common sense here what we're talking about, but trying to penetrate through on this issue with common sense, perhaps it's become so politicized that common sense itself has become counterintuitive. And maybe it's just because the politics are so much more preferable. I don't know. I can't divine motivations. I've got my own ideas on that. But it does seem that there's no room for it. I'll tell you, a young man who was in Florida, who was witness to the shooting, in fact, he saw the coach put himself between the gunman and the students. When he was asked, and this was out on Twitter until, of course, he became the subject of bullying, online bullying from progressive gun activists, said, you know, I think if he would have been able to have his gun,
right.
the coach's gun, he might have been able to protect those students. He was just a kid, you know, and
right.
that was enough to actually send news reporters to ferret out what he believed in on his Facebook page. He's some 17-year-old kid who just had the common sense reaction that a lot of people would have. And it was you couldn't even say it. Now this kid has to be destroyed. As a survivor of this massacre has to be destroyed. Because he had a common sense view on concealed carry.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's the same view I have. I mean, look, I've gone through this lots of times. You know, last week, get lots of death threats, get all sorts of things. You know, people talk about me having blood on my hands and stuff because of the arguments that I've been making over time. You know, my bottom line is, for some reason, the gun control activists who propose solutions that wouldn't affect anything beneficial, they somehow view themselves as being morally superior. I at least want to do something that I hope will go and stop these things. And I don't understand. I mean, I understand the notion if we just get rid of guns here, everything will be beautiful and rosy. We live in a world with violence. Every place in the world that's tried to ban guns, either all guns or all handguns, has seen an increase in murder rates, often huge increases. There's not even one place where it stayed the same, let alone fall. And, you know, the problem that you have with those bans as well as these gun-free zones is, as you were saying, it's basically the law-abiding citizens who obey these rules and not the criminals.
And put themselves at risk, by the way. And by the way, have to, by the law, sacrifice their self-protection. You know, and here we are in a country, now we have just about every state, most states with very liberal concealed carry laws, about, I don't know, 6-8 states don't. They have some kind of concealed carry law. And we have a proliferation, right, of gun purchases, particularly in the last presidential administration, with each new year setting records for background checks being conducted on new gun purchases. And somehow, John, our crime rates aren't going up. How is that possible if the left is right and that the whole problem is these law-abiding citizens legally buying guns?
Right.
There's just no explanation.
Yeah, I mean, you're a rhetorical question that you have there. But it's just, I guess I don't blame people too much, just because the way the media covers the stuff. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I hear from people say, well, you know, the United States is unique in terms of these mass public shootings. Obviously, President Obama would constantly make that claim. But, you know, it's like if people remember France. You know, it's like in 2015, France had more casualties from mass public shootings than we had during the entire Obama presidency in 8 years in the United States. A country one-fifth our population had more casualties from mass public shootings than we had in 8 years. And that's just one country in Europe. You know, you have in one of the attacks, they had like 130 people killed in one attack and more than several hundred wounded in one attack. And, you know,
and gun control, you know, and the country practices gun control. Hey, John, I'm listening and my music is playing in my ear right now. I can't thank you enough for coming on the program today.
No, thank you very much. I'm glad you're out there.
Good to have you on the show. John Lott, crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org. You can also find information on John's latest book there. We'll be right back.